And now, can we go into my favorite area and your favorite area? What are the investment strategies of the rich? What are the differences there? Let's start with the difference between a rich person in the E quadrant, an S quadrant, and a B quadrant. Let's say the E quadrant makes a million and the B makes a million and the S makes a million. What are the differences?
Okay, well, clearly when you have that same level of income, but all of those different components in the way that the income is made, it enables the B quadrant to be miles ahead than the S or the E. Because the self-employed and the employee have absolutely no control over the way their money's made, how it's made, or the various entities that it can be made with. And here we're obviously talking about corporations. And the B quadrant person is going to far exceed the wealth capability because of the way that the money gets made.
Well, my rich dad said to me years and years ago, you know, mind your own business. And that's why he wanted me to be an entrepreneur in the B quadrant. Is very simply, sometimes the E makes more money earlier in their life because they have a safe, secure job. But if the B can catch on and understand it in the later part, second half of their life, they can make much more money. But more than make much more money, they can get rich faster than ever before. Is that correct?
That's right. And largely, it's because they can keep much more money.
The tax laws are in their favor.
That's right.
An E person, a high-paid employee making $1 million a year, is there much you can do for them?
No. It's very frustrating because they're very, very limited.
Can you tell me a story of some of them who've looked at the B making all this money and they go, what have I done wrong or differently?
Absolutely. Once an employee that's earning that kind of money is educated on what opportunity that a B quadrant person would have, once they realize the capability that's there, I've had clients literally get mad in my office because they realize that because they're employee, they're stuck. And they have no capability to cross over into the B quadrant without basically quitting their job. And that's very frustrating to them. It's very limiting to them. And they will pay a lot more in taxes forever unless they're able to put together the wherewithal to cross over in that quadrant.
As a B investor, the thing I love most is my favorite term. It's called the velocity of money. And when people put their money into a 401k or into a stock, to me, that's too slow. And so when we talk about the velocity of investing, velocity to me means how fast do I get that money back? So if I put it into an asset, my strategy is to get that money out so I can buy another asset. And that's why as a B person, I get richer faster because the government lets me move my money quicker and acquire more assets quicker. And so suddenly this exponential growth curve between an E and a B, even though they're making about the same amount of money.
That's very true. Going back to our three components that we have of the plan for the rich, when you have a rich B quadrant, the protection, the savings, and the growth, the products are going to be the same. But because they're in the B quadrant, they can move money, and that's the first essence of velocity is movement, through those three components faster than an E can. But an E, highly paid E person, can still move money. They can still use the velocity of money if they understand what they're doing. And so it's critical that the plan for the rich have a planner that understands the velocity of money.
And understands the tax laws and the differences between the E, the S, and the B, as well as the I, because the laws are different.
Correct. And you know how much you like to use other people's money to build wealth. Well, that's what the rich do. And the plan for the rich is going to allow for $1 to move through. And I keep emphasizing the word through because it moves through the insurance, through the savings, and through the real estate.
And what most people do is they park their money. That's what the middle class and the poor do.
Right.
The poor will park their money under the mattress. Or they might park it in the bank and it sits there and the bank gets rich.
Right.
Or the middle class, they park their money in their 401ks or the bank again, and then the fund manager and the bank gets rich. The rich do not do that. They do not park their money. They want to get their money back so they can go buy another asset. This is the point that I want you to hear, that what makes the rich different in their financial plan is their money is moving. It's not parked.
Exactly. And what they're getting is $1 to do the work of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things.
So if we could summarize, I think we've made our point here. There's a lot to learn. Everybody's different. Is that correct?
That is correct. And the questions that you ask the planner are probably the critical starting point. And you can learn a lot by interviewing 10 financial planners.
So I want to thank you very much. It's really been enjoyable. And to those of you listening, please start with a plan to be secure. The next plan is to be comfortable. And if you want, you can choose to be rich. And once you get to the rich level, you really do need your advisors because your money is moving so fast. And I think one of the most fun things about being rich is to find out how fast you can get richer, because you don't have to park your money. You can keep your money moving, working at high velocity for you. So thank you very much, Kim.
You're welcome. Glad to be here today.